Blog Talk Radio.
Ridiculous my brain went. I had an epiphany at midnight. I just woke up, and this is what my brain said. Donald Trump is wrecking the Republican brand and party intentionally, and he just gave Hillary Clinton the golden key, okay? Because women go rally around this stuff. Everybody is anti-Trump, and it's like, or everybody's married with a good woman and love their wife, whether she had a abortion or not, even your children. They're going to rally against him. And I was like, man, this was the easiest thing that could have pushed Hillary Clinton to the top, because now she's the only woman out there. So she got fight juice now. She got little.
She got all the way to go. All
right. They said on the Republican side, 47% of the females will not vote. That's 50%. Won't vote for Donald Trump.
Right.
So
he just basically, I'm not saying he shot himself just because crazy things have happened, but, man, that's one nail in the coffin. That's one.
Well, I'm going to look at it because we call it a two-Trump Shakur. This is the day before the beatdown. This is the beatdown day in the lobby on tape. Then the next day, you know what happened after the fight, right?
Right.
So we're moving up to an event where it's just like, bro, this is going to get really, really ugly, really, really nasty and stanky.
Like, you know, how he has the militia on his side, the knives, the, you know, stockpiling weaponry and all of that stuff. Yeah, he needs to be really, really concerned. Now, the Secret Service men got to really do their jobs.
Man, you got female Navy SEALs, Air Force.
Everybody got a mother, you know what I'm saying?
I just think the attitude.
You have to deal with that. Everybody has a mother. And whether she was a great person in the city or on the bad end of that. You still have a mother, and you love her unconditionally. Just like you have a mother, and you love her unconditionally. So, you mean to tell me, would you put your mother in jail for having an abortion because she needed to? You going to embarrass your own mother? No, I don't think so. So now you got everybody like going,
Now, check this out. They figured out a way to test an embryo, okay, in the first trimester or even earlier in that trimester to see if it had Zika. Although the form showed normalcy, the scan, the sonar that they show you, it showed it looking normal, but when they tapped in and took a biopsy of the brain fluid, it showed all bad. So if that woman cannot abort that child, she is forced to raise something that first she can't afford, probably second can't relate to, you know, although the mother's love is important, but this is a difficult choice. So if you got some guy out there talking about, well, look, we're just going to, you know, willy-nilly lock people up who have issues, well, then what do we expect?
Exactly.
I think the whole campaign now turned on its axis, and my sense is that he just gave Hillary Clinton a tip dump. And but, you know, the epiphany I had in my brain was he really ain't for the Republican Party. He intentionally said this shit because he wanted to destroy the Republican Party.
Yeah, he wanted the Republican Party to change. And so I guess the only way that he can get it to change is not. I mean, he's a powerful man. Don't get me that. Don't get me wrong. He is a powerful figure. And so he has to do something to get them to see, or, I mean, feel like this. It's like the flying the buttermilk kind of situation. You see it there, now you're going to use the buttermilk. I don't know. And so now, it's like, you went for a penny, you went for a pound. And so now these people are dealing with, we were following this knucklehead, now what do we do? Are we still Republicans? They don't even know. Especially the millennials, they don't know if they're Republicans or not.
Yeah, also you got to be mindful that in this caucus primary season, a lot of this was open voting, so you have people skewing the results by being Democrats and independents voting for Donald Trump. But I don't know if it's on election day, the second or first week of November, whatever Tuesday that is, that he's going to see them turn out in number. Because I actually think that by the end of the Republican convention, they will have destroyed him. And he would have helped them.
Yeah, I think that whole party is going to come together with themselves and that cancer.
Yeah, because he just affected their brand. And, you know, and then one news reporter this morning, he started comparing all of the last three Republicans, what their stand is on abortion. And what they have said over the years about women, and it seems as if John Kasich is as narrow-minded with his speech and as undertoning with his talk about women as Donald Trump. But, you know, and they pulled out example after example. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, he said something about women in the kitchen. And you know, you gotta get to a point where it's like, what year are they in? You know what I'm saying?
Like they're regressing instead of progressing. You know, so what we find ourselves in is like, why are we sitting so many with this?
Yeah. That was wild to me, and it's like, man, come on, are you serious?
You know what? You can keep your personal politics to stand on its own merits. You do not have to bring in any kind of religion. You do not have to bring in any of your personal effects, whether you're straight or gay, or if you believe in marriage, you don't believe in marriage, or any of that. You don't have to bring that into politics. But politics needs to stand on its own. It needs to stay separate from the church and from social media, really, if you really think about it, because a lot of the matters we encounter through social media. I undertake one to create cancer. Now we have a cancer, and they're trying to remove it.
Yeah, it kind of started off, Donald Trump is just an asshole, and he's so cute about it. Now, the cancer's in my ass, and it's not cute anymore, and I want
it out. It was only cute when it was affecting somebody else, but now it's affecting me personally. Now it's an issue, and now it's a real issue for the party.
Yeah, it's also, I'm going to make a parallel to a, excuse me, a national tone, just a national tone, particularly in the last 3 years, a lot of politicians, people, we had who was this guy last week who said that tennis women need to bow down and pray for the men, because the men are really what's keeping them in the game, which sounded crazy to me. In fact,
when you have Serena who made the game over the last, 10, 15 years?
I mean, men aren't buying her clothing line. Women are. How many young black and brown and minority folk are playing tennis just because of the Williams? A lot.
A lot.
In fact, they went back into the hood and set up tennis courts.
Exactly. So they're doing the right thing. But again, you can't just try to dominate a woman's essence. People forget, without a woman, you wouldn't be here.
Well, that is so important. And you know what?
We don't go into the fact that if we dominate ourselves, so we dominate ourselves. It makes no sense at all, you know?
It's a dog chasing its tail. Now, speaking of another type of issue with a woman, I guess all the issues we're going to deal with today will probably have a component of a woman. But looking at the drama playing out with this D'Angelo Russell and what's the other guy?
Nick Young.
Nick Young, who is, I still think, currently engaged to Iggy Azalea, and you know we just sitting up drinking brews, chilling, kicking it, and you record every foul thing come out my mouth. What's right about that? What's wrong about it?
Everything is wrong about that because you did that in the confines of me and you being friends, or at least being associates or teammates. And I'm telling you something in confidence is not for it to be played out through the world. What that sounds like to me, and I'm just going to bring this down to some childish kitty level, is that D'Angelo Russell is jealous of Nick Young.
Or,
it sounds like to me.
Or,
why else would you put something else out there like that about somebody that's your teammate unless you were jealous of this guy?
Yeah,
he's a crazy animal. And so I'm thinking, really, when I really think about it, you have to have some form of bit of jealousy with Nick Young. Look, he's a young dude. He's on a basketball team on the Lakers. And he got Iggy Azalea as his fiance. Yeah, you can probably be jealous of that, you understand? Because you don't have all of that yet.
Well,
how to take that is to put that info out there about him. Oh, yeah, he cheats, or he just like every other basketball player. Well, do you really want that information out about him out there and about yourself?
Well, I think you hit one of the nails, and let me back up and say that jealousy is one of the seven deadly sins. As a Catholic, they should have beat that into your brain up there with greed, gluttony, pride, avarice, and a whole host of them. I can't think of them off the top of my name, but I didn't know them all at one point. But jealousy is one of the seven deadly sins. I don't know, because I'm not too deep into it, and I don't want to get into what we call a therping. Therping is a hybrid of therapy. I don't want to get into therping what was going on with D'Angelo Russell. I do think, though, that there is a area which you didn't explore that just has nothing to do with jealousy, but has more to do with an evil man.
it's evil in nature. I didn't really bring that up. The whole act was evil in nature because it had no good intent behind it.
And it's going to have a very negative effect on D'Angelo Russell. He may lose his position on the Lakers if don't nobody talk to him. And you know how the buses is. They're about that locker room community as best they can keep it. That is one of the reasons why they split Shaq and Kobe up. They needed more harmony. Okay? So
exactly. And so now what do you do? Who's the second year guy that you spent all your money on? You think it's gonna be the franchise facing a franchise. Now he gets messed that up.
Yeah, and even if he leaves the Lakers and goes to another team, everybody's
going to treat him the same. Locker room is together.
Bruh.
I mean, these are the games that you go in the world with. Most nights playing basketball, trying to dominate some other man's will. You know what I'm saying? We go will ourselves to victory, and we need everybody on the same page. And now we got you on the team.
He's going to be a lonely bro in the league if he lasts.
Right. He might find himself in the European League or somewhere over in China somewhere trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. I don't understand.
That was the thing that hit me. It's like, young man, you making millions, okay? You balling on the best. I don't care if the Lakers have two losing seasons in the same season. That's still the best team in the NBA because I'm a Laker diehard. As far as I'm concerned, in terms of class. So, bro, what was you thinking? Man, you got this kind of time?
I don't think he was thinking of it. And it showed all season long. Look, they brought in a veteran player. They brought in veteran players. They brought in a veteran coach that was good with young guys, okay? And he fought that hand and foot. You know what I'm saying? He fought against that. You know, if the coach tells you to sit at the end of the bench, that's when you sit and keep your mouth shut. You don't have shit to say about you sitting at the end of the bench.
I think he just made a door for himself all the way to the end of the Staples Center so he can get his car, get his shit, and go.
I know it don't really make sense to train him or to because he's a talented brother, and I'm going to have to say that he is talented, and they were trying to go in a direction of youth and speed and have a good young team that can grow together, like they did with Shaq and Kobe, you know what I'm saying? When we first started out, we didn't look good, but in that next couple of years, we were fabulous. So now you just took that and crushed it.
Yeah, and it also, with all of the stuff that the Lakers as an organization have had to deal with in the last, even the infighting in the Bus family, Magic Johnson's position on it, you know, over the last four seasons. It's just, we don't need this right now, bro. We don't, you know, as all everything going on, why would you interject this into this team? And this madness has nothing to do with basketball.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with basketball. Like I said, like remember I told you, I said the social media is the devil's workshop.
Well, it
spread so quickly. Probably what happened was he texted a friend and said, "Hey man, I'm gonna hit you with this little video, woo woo woo." And his friend was like, "Oh, I'm about to get paid, World Star bitches," and now you see it all out in the street.
I don't know if he didn't put it out directly, bro.
I'm just saying, even if he did do it directly, what was you thinking about? That's just like when Michael Phelps was hitting the ball. Okay, I'm going to go with my friends. Why would you take a picture of that? Why would you do me like that? We hang out all the time. We grind all the time. Why would you put that shit on the media?
People are the devil, bro.
And it's like, I'm helping you support your habit by being your homeboy who's famous, and we go out and we work hard because you're hanging with me, and now you're going to put me out on Front Street.
Wow. You know.
You just set yourself in the foot on a good time, because now I can't even hang out with you.
Wow. you know, every day I think I can't get any crazier in terms of what I take in from the news and media and the social world. And, you know, and I try to keep my distance psychologically from the world. We cover these issues. But I just get to the point where it's just like, man, are people really this ignorant and stupid or Satan-filled? And then the answer is always, yes, they are.
Check this out. We're stuck in a bigger chain, some people, because we've gone to a different realm of thinking, but the thinking is still the same. It's still the same. I don't care what bells and whistles and new toys we have, whether it's social media or it's the latest supercomputer, we're still the same people. And like you told me a long time ago, we only use 10% of our brain, so we're failing on that level.
Yeah, and once you know that you're failing at that level, that should say something. And also, not to sermonize it, but if you know, I've said this before too to you, if you put it or try to square it in a biblical context, you just get back to the hard point that mankind is sinful by nature. And
by nature.
And he would have to work very hard not to trap himself in his sin, whether he's D'Angelo Russell, Donald Tupac Trump, or anybody out there running their mouth to their own disadvantage. But you know what? Let's pray.
The only advantage they have as far as running their mouth like that is the fact, like it was with the COVID situation. Kobe was a winner prior to, and Kobe was a winner after. So that kind of eases some of the
criticism
and the misfeelings.
Yeah, because we only.
And my man, D'Angelo,
you
were just ruining me.
Yeah.
You can't come in with me doing
that. Well, remember, the Lakers, city of Los Angeles, with regard to the Lakers and every major team or every team in the league, is we brought you here for basketball first. Okay? We didn't bring you here for your tweet. We didn't bring you here for your woman. We brought you here to play basketball for our dear city. So you need to keep that as a priority while you are passing the $1 billion check.
Exactly. Your job is to play basketball. That's what we expect you to do. We expect you to bring a trophy to the city. That's what we expect you to do. And when you bring a trophy to the city, we then do the next step. We get you a parade, and we treat you like you are the warrior that you are. But at this point, dude, you dragging you doing yourself, the team,
all through the mud. And this is not going to go away very quickly.
I think it's going to have further repercussions because as soon as it gets personal as far as between Nick Young and Iggy, then it's going to reignite something else.
Yeah. I don't think he's really dealt with that part. Well, we don't know publicly. But all we can do, again, is pray that they find some better wisdom because the route this is going is really foolish and stupid.
Well, this also lets me know that the NBA has to stop letting in young children to play in a grown man's sport.
Yeah, I think we're getting to that point where
because he's not mentally ready are capable of having, feeling the stress of an NBA lifestyle. It's obvious he's not.
Okay, and with that, GRX, we're going to transition to yet another woman issue and yet another baller and yet another former Laker, Lamar Odom, who showed up looking pretty good on Kobe's invite to the Laker game last night. The Lakers did win by a point or two. And what you think Lamar Odom has learned?
Stay away from the Kardashians.
Yeah, they're man. She's a man eater.
Exactly, he'll eat you up.
Whoa, here she goes.
Get your hand caught up. You know what I'm saying? You got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
You have to be smarter than that. And so you got caught up in the world of the Kardashian world trying to play basketball, and you lost your basketball because of the Kardashian world, and then the Kardashian world started to crumble because it wasn't what was natural for you.
Well, they didn't need him anyway.
Right. And so now we're in a whole, now you're physically harming yourself.
Wow, all this because of a woman.
Because of a woman. And I'm not trying to put this on women.
No.
That woman. It's not because of women in general. It's just black women. It's black to him. So, and I'm not even saying she did that to him. She allowed that to happen to him.
Well, I never felt as if, from way before he kind of got to the Kardashian level, that he was as solid as many were thinking he was when the Lakers were winning.
Well, back in the day, if you remember when he was on the Clippers, I grew up in the 50s, man, you know, so he used to come through to his bins and get his little cleat on and bounce. I mean, Sammy never had all that. He used to give us Clipper tickets.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's how much Lamar Odom was in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he had issues going into playing basketball, and they just, basketball reared its ugly head, and it showed his weaknesses.
Yeah.
Women and drugs, those are his weaknesses.
Yeah, and emotionalism as well. Because,
and if you're dealing with a father that was a drug addict, your best friend died, you're in a car accident that kills a young dude on a motorcycle, it's just a whirlwind for him. At some point, and maybe this was the point, because he had his come to Jesus moment, he stepped out of that and started going back to being Lamar Odom.
Well, you can say that again. He had a come to Jesus moment, just like you and I have. And a wise man will get there. A fool will continue to do foolish deeds and find himself on the negative end of life. Let's take a break, GRX. This is Real Talk at Blue Think Tank. This is a special edition follow-up. And we're going to give you a couple of insurance pointers when we come back. All right?
Let's do that.
I hope that you see this through, and I hope this message gets to you, listeners. When you file an insurance claim or about to go through some type of an adjustment from a claims rep because an event happened and affected you in the state of California, I'm just going to say this because I've worked in this department. In the state of California, under your insurance contract and insurance law, any list, I got 90 to do it. Any bumping up of what you say your loss was, inflation of a claim, padding a claim, okay? Padding a claim, they say, you know, my car was damaged, but you really had stock rims, but now you got 30-inch got some things on it, and, you know, so you need to have documentation, and generally with an insurance claim, and I'm speaking about what I just went through because I just had an accident, and there are three different claim issues, you have to respond when they tell you. So if an insurance company says, send us your documentation, okay, and your estimates, you have to do that. Okay, and you don't want to inflate past newness that was not there because insurance companies will, in today's market, shut you down. Okay, and I have seen it. Something really simple ends up with somebody with a case or going to jail. Give me your thoughts real quick, G.
Well, An accident isn't a quick come up, people. That's the bottom line. Black, brown, white, green, purple. An accident isn't a quick come up. An accident is just what that was, an accident. And what happens is you should get your plane together to repair the accident, not pad your pocket.
Yeah.
This is California. We see that. So here we go. And so a lot of people lose their seats because they want to pad their pockets.
And an insurance company will deny your claim, and you will be SOL. And so then you're going to end up with depositions. You're going to end up with sworn statements and affidavits that they're making you fill out to make sure that that other 300 CDs that you didn't have, that you said you had, actually exist. And then they're going to put you through it. And then I've seen it. I worked for them. I know how this goes. So anyone that's dealing with an insurance issue, read your coverage, follow the issues, follow the law, and stay in your lane, people. Stay in your lane, okay? And then watch me and GRX do our dirt, dirt. Bye-bye!
Bye. 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 I got this trying to